You can make an argument that this blue law repeal starts with a group of English hooligans who wanted to watch their European soccer matches.
Either Liverpool fans or Manchester United fans.
Ed DeTavio can't remember exactly. He's the co-owner of the Stout Irish Pub, a relatively new bar just north of West Oakland Park Boulevard, and the pub of choice for the British regulars.
Pretty much every Saturday they'd come in for happy hour, or Friday night for happy hour, and they'd say, "Hey, Ed, you know, we really want to see this match. Can you open at 8 o'clock for us to see it on Sunday?" And I'd ask, you know, tell them time after time that we wouldn't be able to open for them.
To watch live European soccer from the United States, you have to get up early, often on a Sunday. In a city with blue laws, that means you probably won't find an open sports bar with the necessary sports cable package, and you definitely won't find a pint of celebratory beer.
And soccer's no fun without a beer.
That's Anne Salee, mayor of Oakland Park. Representatives from the Stout Irish Pub, as well as the Fox and Hound Pub, brought the soccer problem to Salee's attention.
It was really a short conversation. It was, you know, we have people who come in who would stay longer and spend more money and maybe be more frequent customers if they could have a drink.
Oakland Park became the latest in a list of Broward cities to recently lift their Sunday alcohol bans, including Fort Lauderdale, Margate, and Deerfield Beach. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.